Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to attract the most beautiful love relationship. Welcome back to Manifesting Made Easy with myself, Solara Starr. And today we are diving into a topic that has completely transformed my life in every way. And this is manifesting the perfect relationship for you. And I don't just mean finding the one. I mean understanding the very deep and sometimes extremely painful and turbulent truth about why we attract certain people into our lives and how relationships mirror our healed but also often unhealed wounds, and how doing the inner work is key to unlocking deep, loving, loyal, and the most beautiful loving connection. Now, you may be rolling your eyes and you may say, but I've attracted people who are just completely wrong for me, or who are narcissistic, or who are closed down emotionally. And I just want you to know that I absolutely hear you, because I've said and thought similar or the same. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, so that we could unpack why this happens, especially on a manifestation journey. And of course, more importantly, how to shift it. I remember when I was going through some very deep, dark times in a relationship, and I remember speaking to a law of attraction expert, and when that person said to me, the truth is that you have attracted similar energy of your own to you, I was absolutely mortified, because actually at that time I was really struggling in this relationship. I didn't really like the person at the time. I felt that I was being really stretched and pushed. I wanted to make the relationship work, but I just couldn't get past some of the way he was, his personality traits, and I could go on with a whole list of other things that I was struggling with. But when he explained, like, from a law of attraction perspective, you know, like attracts like, and sometimes the like energy is on a subconscious level, so it also may not be something that we are aware of. But the truth is, like energy does attract like energy. We've all heard that, and in many ways it makes sense. But when it comes to some of these more painful triggers, it's actually really quite hard to accept and understand that, let alone even think about moving beyond this. But let's just say that if it was true, why do we sometimes attract people with traits that we really can't stand, that tie us in knots inside, that push us to our limits, that make us feel angry, and a whole host of other emotions? And why do we find ourselves in relationships where we don't feel that our emotions are seen, we don't feel heard, we feel misunderstood, we may even feel betrayal, even if it's not necessarily a physical betrayal, an emotional betrayal as well? And what I've discovered is the people that we attract are often a direct reflection of something within us. Now, I did find that extremely hard to accept, because when I would look at this person or previous people, I didn't like their traits whatsoever. But when I started to understand the direct reflection of something within me, whether I was conscious of it or not, it at least gave me the opportunity to explore some deeper, darker terrains of myself that I had not witnessed or recognized within myself yet. So for something like this, we really do need an open mind. It can be quite difficult, especially when we're triggered by a person. So I just want you just to listen to this with an open mind, with a curiosity, with a willingness to take on board and grow, and at least think about this. I'm here if you've got any questions as well, of course. And this conversation that we're just about to have is definitely going to raise questions for sure. May even bring up a resistance, pushback. It might even make you annoyed. I don't know. I'd be very interested to know how this is being received. Or it may be like, oh, wow, okay, well, that's why my relationships haven't worked to date. And that's why I keep repeating the same patterns and the same cycles over and over again. So I'm here to help you to perhaps find a missing piece of the puzzle, why you haven't yet manifested that great love relationship that your heart is yearning for. so that together we can take you a step closer towards that. So I usually find that this is where a lot of people I work with on a one-to-one basis get stuck, because, you know, it's very easy to think, I'm such a kind person, I'm loving, I'm loyal, I'm open, I'm honest. So why on earth do I keep attracting unavailable, emotionally distant, or even unfaithful partners? What on earth is going on? It can leave you scratching your head, and it can actually be super perplexing as well. Now, I'm a great believer that the answer lies deeper within your subconscious mind. It lies within your past, the wounds, the beliefs you have about yourself as a result of the wounds, and the behavior that you may go into to protect yourself. Because so many times we may be triggered, or our limiting beliefs are activated, and not knowing how to change the cycle, we react from a subconscious place and we just end up going back around in circles and oscillating, if you like, within the same kind of paradigm that we're wanting to escape from. So when we have these kind of conversations, it does open something very beautiful. I have learned that, let's say, like energy attracts like energy, we can also say things like fear attracts fear, trauma attracts trauma, emotionally closed off attracts emotionally closed off, emotional sensitivity attracts emotional sensitivity. So we can kind of see where I'm going with this. And unhealed wounds have a way of pulling in experiences that reflect them and that reflect more on them. And sometimes these reflections and these experiences that we have, they get bigger and they get louder. The reason is it's to get our attention so that we can change something. And the most important part here is to learn that these are not designed to be punishments. These are absolutely designed to be opportunities for us to go on a deeper healing quest within us, so that we can heal our trauma, heal our fear, heal our emotional blockages, so that we can attract more of what we want. So let's look at a couple of examples. Let's say deep down you fear abandonment. You might then also attract partners who are emotionally unavailable or leave or close down when things get tough. Let's say for one reason or another, you don't feel worthy of love. You might then attract partners who treat you like an afterthought, and you just left feeling unimportant. Or you may have grown up in a home where love was inconsistent or love was conditional, and you might then subconsciously attract relationships that mirror those conditions or inconsistency, and then create the same kind of instability. And this can feel horrible. It can feel incredibly unfair. It can be super frustrating. But I guess what I really would love to get across in this episode is the universe is definitely not working against you. I know it feels like it at times. It certainly has with me when I've gone through it. It's actually showing you what needs to still be healed within yourself. If your world is a mirror of what is going on inside of you, this is an opportunity to look in the mirror and get some very valuable insights to where your healing, it needs to take place. And I have lived this firsthand, painfully, over and over again. I used to attract so many relationships where I just felt unheard. And this is friendships as well, like unheard, unseen, misunderstood, unimportant, unsupported. Just, I felt like a bad person, like there was something wrong with me. The people I attracted, they seemed to lack loyalty. They seem to lack backbone. They seem to lack an ability to be vulnerable and have open, honest communications, and so many other things. I could go on and on. And at the time, I absolutely blamed them. I never realized that actually what I was seeing was a part of myself. I thought, why on earth do I keep meeting people like this? And oh, he's so this and he's so that. Why do I end up in relationships that I end up taking the lead and I am the one driving the relationship and feeling so unsafe and unstable and unsettled? But what I didn't realize was that these relationships were not random. They were absolutely a reflection of my own energy. It was very difficult. And I know I've said that already in this episode. It was so difficult to accept that, especially with some of these awful traits that I was witnessing. And it's not always the mirror as well. I just want you to know, okay, it's around about 90%. Accurate that you'll pretty much find your mirror, but there are going to be a percentage of occasions where we're going to need to do a little bit of deeper searching and digging as to why we are attracting those kind of relationships. And this is why on one-to-ones, it's so much easier to do that. So if you're listening to this and said, yep, I've done this, I'm still attracting X, Y, and Z, please feel free to reach out. I'm here. I want to help you connect the dots. So these relationships, in the main, a good 90% were a reflection of my own energy, or they brought me an opportunity to learn something else. And I wasn't communicating my needs. I was either shutting down and not saying anything. And I guess in some respects, I was kind of being dishonest, saying yes, maybe when I meant no. And or I went to the other extreme and I would shout and scream to be heard because I couldn't hold it in anymore. I wasn't standing in my power because I was too scared to. Not that there was anything wrong with me. I was just too scared. I didn't know how to communicate in a kind, assertive way. So it's either passive or passive aggressive. And no wonder I was then living in emotional turbulence, because I wasn't showing up in the way that I wanted to in order to create the gentle, loving, kind, open, honest relationship that I absolutely desired. This can be quite tricky, and it can be quite difficult. However, when I was willing to embrace this, or at least willing to look in the mirror for healing, as uncomfortable as it was, everything started to change for me. Instead of seeing difficult relationships as a curse and as other people's faults, and it probably be better if I was just on my own type thinking, I started looking at them as an opportunity and an invitation to heal, and started asking myself questions like, what patterns keep showing up in my relationships? There might be different shape bodies, different tallness, different color hair, or whatever it might be, but the patterns and the pain felt the same. And asking myself what emotions these relationships triggered in me time and time again, like just feeling not good enough, like a bad person, unheard, like I'm just a pain in the butt, or whatever it might be. And if my relationships were mirroring something unhealed within me, what might that be? And a lot of that actually traced back to my childhood. This isn't about blaming anyone either, by the way. We're all doing the best that we can. But actually, a lot of the times growing up, I felt like I just wasn't quite making the grade. I just wasn't good enough. That I was naughty, that I was wrong. And I would just shout and scream to be heard or shut down. So if I shouted and screamed, it was like, oh God, you know, why are you so angry? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Makes the subconscious mind kind of take on a belief pattern like, I'm wrong, I am bad. I could go on and on this within this conversation. But I was willing to at least look in the mirror, and I saw a lot that was unhealed within me. And again, as painful as that was, it was an opportunity to go on a deeper healing quest. And it wasn't about blaming myself that I'm damaged or that there's something bad. It was like, I needed to heal this because that wasn't the truth of me. Those were beliefs that I took on about myself as a result of what had happened when I was younger, but that was not the truth of who I was. So I needed to rewrite these old programs so that I could create a better relationship with myself, for myself, and then attract more of that like energy into my life. So I had to get honest, and I'm inviting you to get honest too. Where are you not perhaps fully expressing yourself? Like for me, I wasn't fully expressing myself. I either stayed silent or resorted to passive aggressive behavior. Like I said, yours may be completely different. But where can you be honest with yourself about what you're noticing about your patterns, what's being mirrored back to you, what the triggers are which are revealing your wounds? And because I believed that I was a bad person and that I didn't fit in, I wasn't fully standing in my worth. I would try and be somebody that I wasn't in order to fit in. Or I would say yes when I meant no in order to try and please people and stay on the good side of people. I guess, cutting it short, I kept tolerating relationships where I wasn't fully valued. And that's because I didn't feel valued. I didn't value myself. That's where the healing is. But also overcoming myself, overcoming my ego. You know, ego has always been kind of depicted as a bit of a dirty word, if you like the loud mouth girl at the party or the muscle bound man or woman at the gym. It's got nothing to do with that. Our ego is actually a protective part of us that is helping us to survive with its limited resources. It's actually a friend. It's a friend that is not very wise, unfortunately. I know Gabor Mate calls it, it's the stupid friend, which you know, in some respects, I find that quite funny because it doesn't really have the resources in order to help us really break through and thrive. It will keep us in survival mode. So I had to overcome that part of me, learn how to be grateful for that part of me for helping me to survive. But now it was time to take responsibility for my own healing and step beyond that. And once I did that, everything changed. Although many of my old relationships, they didn't survive the turbulence of this journey, the healing I did within them absolutely cleared the way for something completely different in all areas, in my friendships, but in the main, the greatest love relationship of my life with my beloved Nick. He is one of the kindest, most patient, funniest, loving, loyal, honorable, and I could go on and on, people that I have ever met. Now, I know that he's a reflection of the deeper healing that I've done within myself. I know that, and I'm so proud of myself for doing that. He's an extraordinary person in his own right. But I have noticed the mirror within him is completely different to what I have seen in the past. So I know that I have put the work in order to attract such a beautiful and special soul like him. So manifesting a deeply loving and loyal relationship comes from clearing out old wounds so that you can make space for the relationship that you truly desire and truly deserve. So for me, I knew what I wanted. And this is where I invite you to make a list of what you want. I wanted deep, heartfelt connections to be able to be open, honest, and vulnerable, a place where I feel and felt emotionally safe, that I could take my emotions, I could show every part of me and still be loved. The part of me that gets ratty, the part of me that gets argumentative, the part of me that can be silly, that can be childlike, that part of me that can be deeply connective. I wanted to be able to bring all of myself into a relationship and to be loved for all of me. Not conditional, not just some of me, all of me. I wanted a relationship built on trust, built on loyalty, but loyalty like I'd never experienced before. Fierce loyalty, and that's what I have right now. That open communication that I've touched on, where we both feel seen, where we both feel heard. And I set this as my intention. I visualized this love. I pointed the arrow of my intentions in the direction of what I wanted to experience. And then the universe got to work. And let me be honest, as I have done in this whole episode so far, this part was really hard. It was not easy. But what actually happened was that a whole load of painful experiences came up for me. It's almost like something lifted the veil and I was able to see how the wounded part of me kept showing up in all parts of my life. And with that valuable information, I was able to then start to make some changes. But for a time there, I felt like I was getting the opposite of what I wanted. But looking back, I now see that the universe was giving me the exact opportunities that I needed to heal in order for me to attract where I had pointed my arrow, that deeply connected relationship. So it wasn't that my manifestation wasn't working. It was that I needed to clear everything in my way first. Now, this goes for all types of manifestations, right? Whether it's financial or relationship or health, whatever it might be. I had to let go of the way I was showing up in an unhealthy way, my unhealthy dynamics, which were attracting more unhealthy dynamics to me. I needed to learn things like communication, healthy communication. I needed to learn that it was okay to have feelings. It was okay to express them. It was okay to learn how to express them in a healthy way. I had to learn how to stand fully in my worth. I had to learn where I was perhaps people pleasing and being dishonest with myself and everybody around me. I didn't really see myself as a people pleaser, if I'm honest, but actually when I started investigating, I was actually one of the world's biggest people pleasers. I was so desperate to be seen. I had such little self-esteem, so desperate to be heard. And when we come from that place of, you know, perceived lack, it's quite extraordinary the type of behavior we go into to make ourselves feel better about ourselves on that deeper level. But like once I did all of this, and that's when Nick came into my life. And I want this for you. If you're already in a relationship, you absolutely have the chance to make that relationship better. For sure. I work with a lot of people in relationships. Myself and Nick actually do couples work now. You know, we've been there. We've been to those deep, dark places. And now we help other couples to come into something very, very beautiful together. So in order to do this, it is important to identify your patterns. You can look at the past relationships, like I said. What's the common thread? What emotions do they bring up for you? What have you noticed is a common theme, which I've said, that kind of common thread. Get honest with yourself about what these relationships might be mirroring to you. And then it's important to set the intention to heal the wound and not just the symptom. So instead of saying, I don't know why, I just keep attracting emotionally unavailable people, ask yourself, where am I emotionally unavailable to myself? Where do I struggle to express my emotions? And the goal isn't just to change who you attract, but to shift that within you so that you can attract that person you desire into your life. And of course, what's going to start off this extraordinary journey is you becoming clear on what you want, and being able to visualize it, pointing that arrow, and being prepared for the healing to come up along that journey. And you can do that by getting clear, getting your journal out, writing down exactly the type of relationship that you want, and being able to picture it. Like, being able to picture it's really important. Some people don't do so well with picturing something or visualization, but if you're more of a feeling person, to be able to feel that relationship, notice what that feels like, that deep love, that connection. So you can imagine that feeling of safety. You can imagine that feeling of being loved and held and deeply connected. And then asking yourself in your journal or pondering this over a cup of tea, am I showing up in my life as the kind of person who can receive this love? Am I willing to learn how to do that? So manifesting the perfect relationship definitely is not about chance meetings, and it's definitely not about luck. It's about alignment. It's about clearing the way, clearing what's in the way, stepping into your power and attracting the love that you desire by trusting that the universe is always leading you towards the perfect healing in order for you to unlock that level of love within you. So your like energy can attract your like energy. So start observing your relationships, current and past. Ponder on them. Get curious about these relationships as mirrors. And most importantly, begin showing up for yourself the way you want someone to show up for you. Show up for yourself like you're somebody who's really, really loved. Because once you do that, you won't just attract love. You will attract the kind of love that is worthy of who you are becoming. So as always, share this podcast with somebody that may need to hear this today. I'm always available if you want a free 30-minute consultation to see if one-to-one coaching will help you. Email me, solara@solarastar.com, or go on my website on the contact page. There's the online calendar there. If this resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you on social media. Send me a message. And if you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe for more of these episodes. Anyway, I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.